Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Got a little longer than you guys did.
Back.
It is Free Talk Live. We're a live radio calling program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich,
the
originator and founder of evolutionary capitalism. So if you have any questions on that subject, feel free to call in anytime I'm on, and we can talk about how I founded that philosophy and all the preceding documents to support it.
You're my favorite founder of evolutionary capitalism. Yeah,
evolutionary capitalism. Yeah. Thank you.
As opposed to anyone else. Yeah.
Any subsequent claims to the contrary.
We have been trying to get to this story about somebody suing Disney World because they got a painful wedgie. Meandering down a water slide.
I don't know if you meander down that water slide. It's like, what did I say, 214 feet just about vertical?
200, yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know. The complaint said riders can reach speeds approaching 40 miles per hour.
Oh, that's awesome.
And before they go down the slide, they are told to cross their legs at the ankles.
Yep.
Hmm.
Is that so you don't get the rush of water up the crotch?
Well, because of the force, like, your legs will naturally separate, yeah, and right. You'll be banged, like you banged your head on the other slide, you'll be banging your head down
I was headbanging.
Yes. The originator of the slide headbang.
That's right.
But you gotta like, cross your legs and cross your arms to keep your limbs from flailing about, and to keep, you know,
I thought it was just so that you had a point, you know, of your body that hits the water for, like, when you're diving.
Yeah.
Yeah, they teach you to, you know, put your hands together and dive, and your hands, you know, sort of separate the water first to make room for your body as you dive. I thought that that was why they said that. So.
No.
All right. At any rate, she went down the slide, and near the end, her body lifted up. She became airborne, and she was slammed downward against the slide, which increased the likelihood of her legs becoming uncrossed. The document said that her impact into the standing water at the bottom caused a painful wedgie and immediate bleeding.
Told you.
Oh, gosh. That sounds like she might have had a pre-existing condition.
The lawsuit said an ambulance took...
Was that time of the month? Is she trying to get something off of Disney?
Or something else. All right.
The lawsuit said an ambulance took the wife to a hospital, and she was eventually taken to another hospital for a specialist. It continued on
a specialist
to say that she suffered severe and permanent bodily injury to her private area and damage to her internal organs.
Honestly, I doubt it. But you know,
you think
I don't
they
know.
Gave, you think the specialist like gave her the husband stitch when he was done?
Maybe.
Okay.
All right, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to me, Rob. Hey, Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Hey, so I was talking to one of my Judeo-Christian brothers about 10 minutes ago on the telephone, and he was telling me that tomorrow the 3G network shut down.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that means. I guess everything's all gonna shut down. All your phones and
only if you're still on 3G, man.
Or whatever. What do they mean by that?
The 3G network runs off of different towers, and they're gonna turn off that signal. Everyone's phone is not gonna shut down if your phone is relatively new.
So probably, I think, isn't there 5G now?
Yeah, there's 4G and 5G. Right. So they're going to turn off 3G.
They're going to turn off 3G. It's a different technology. It's a different signal.
Yep.
And there's not enough consumer support to keep it active.
Right. It's a different rate of speed at which data is transferred to and from your phone.
That's, yeah.
Like the basis of it.
The G just stands for generation. Like, it has nothing to do with the actual technology.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, near as we can tell, this is just, you know, I don't know, like, you know, cable came around and you saw a bunch of over-the-air stations sort of, you know, go offline.
Well, it's more akin to when the HD switchover happened.
Yes.
Right? There was no, like, tomorrow you're going to have that HD antenna because SD is done. We're not going to support that anymore.
If your phone is still 3G, yeah. If you're using an ancient device that hasn't been upgraded in, you know, a decade, you might have some troubles. Otherwise, everybody else is probably fine.
Like at one point in time, for internet service, I had Clearwire. Are you familiar with this thing?
I am.
And it was WiMAX.
Yep.
Right? And they just went, okay, we're just shutting it down. The business has failed.
Yep.
WiMAX is not the superior technology anymore. Tomorrow, or when, you know, a month out, your modem's just going to not work.
Right.
Figure it out. We're moving, you know, Sprint's buying some assets.
Yep.
You can go talk to them, and then it was just done.
I haven't thought about WiMAX in a long time.
Yeah, but same thing. Sprint was on WiMAX, right? For a while, Verizon was on, was it CDDM or?
CDMA.
CDMA, yeah. And they stopped that. That got turned off.
Right.
So this is just that, again, as the technology has progressed.
Rob?
Well, I'm just going to just shut my phone off for a couple of hours, you know, before that goes on.
That's completely unnecessary, but you do you, bro.
Yep.
Anything else on your mind today?
No. I saw some of you folks earlier today, and I've been thinking about Ian for quite a while now, and you know, and he's such an amazing person, you know, and he has a way to be able to you know, to get to people and. I mean, I can't thank him, you know, so much for the things that he's, you know, done for me, him and Mac, you know. And a lot of it's just, you know, listening to me and getting advice from them. And, you know, and I'm wishing him the best for tomorrow. I really am.
Yeah, me too, man. I know he appreciates it, and so do we. Thanks for the call, man. Have a good night. All right, so moving right along, let's go to, do we have Ricky now?
No doubt there, brother Captain.
Right. I'm getting a little bit of an echo. Do you have something on in the background?
Why don't we try this? Hold on.
All right. Do,
see, that's why you need the soundboard.
Yep.
Holding.
Please hold.
Hold on.
Corporate accounts payable, Nina speaking.
How's that? Is that better?
Check 1, 2. Yep, we're good.
Is that better?
What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you there, Brother Captain. Brother Richie. Sister Nikki, good evening.
Good evening.
Is that sister or sister?
Sister.
Okay.
Twisted Sister Nikki.
No doubt. Now, you know, I like to have fun on a Sunday, but this is personal and sensitive. This ain't one of those nights, unfortunately. Now, you know,
boring.
Hey, oh. Richie, don't be a jackass.
Have you met him?
I don't know any other way, man. Continue.
I know you don't, but bear with me. Now, concerning Brother Freeman and Brother Albrecht, you know, myself, I ran into a situation towards the end of the, you know, end of the first quarter of 18 where somebody wanted to put me away for 20 years. Now, I lost 2 years of my life and beat him in the end. Now, reason why this happened, Ricky from the Commonwealth, don't run for office. It's 5 years later, I haven't learned yet. You know, that's first off. Now, what do these people fear? Now, they don't fear that piece of cloth. They don't fear the Dixiecrats. They don't fear the Klan when they British retired it. But what they do fear is when someone, for the reasons that Ricky from the Commonwealth wears it, runs for office. That's the first off. Now,
running for office with a Klan hood and a Stars and Bars cape is probably not a good way to get elected.
No, no, no. I'm not a Klansman. I believe we're all brothers and sisters, regardless of color or creed. I wear the battle flag for the reasons it's intended. I'm looking to blow it away. And the previous caller that looks at the U.S. Constitution should think about that. Now, there is another point to this. Now, last week, I made a call, and I talked to you. Now, there was a call came in after mine. First of all, this person, unknown, has no name, has no location, says hi. And after that, makes the comment that Ricky from the Commonwealth, he says he's not from Pennsylvania. Well, I'll tell you very much, that is definitely, obviously not true. And that's number one. My ancestors go back to 1650 from Germany, and there was split between Pennsylvania and the rural parts of South Carolina.
Okay, so
okay, that's number one. The number two.
What's the point?
Well, here's the point I'd also like to make. Now, there was one other comment, and this is important. This individual made the comment that that the word Commonwealth is outdated. Now, I'd say that man's a statist. Now, by doing that, I will tell you right now, he not only insulted me, but every Pennsylvanian. Now, there's a man that I saw on MSNBC News in May. Mm-hmm. Now, he was on for 10 minutes. Now, he used the word Commonwealth 9 times in different ways.
Oh, my God.
Now, I recommend
9
that.
Different
call
ways?
That,
a word with 9 different definitions.
Ways. Yeah. All kinds of different ways. Now, I recommend that that unknown caller call this man. He can dial 717-787-2500. And he can tell him that the word Commonwealth is outdated, because that man's a good example of a Pennsylvanian.
How does Ricky from the Commonwealth define Commonwealth?
His name is Governor Josh Shapiro, by the way. How do I define Commonwealth? Well, that's very simple. When it comes to Commonwealth in Pennsylvania, that refers to the people and the land. Now, also, not only myself, but elected officials are also members of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, bound to our Constitution.
So all members, all human bodies existing in Pennsylvania have claimed to ownership over the land commonly referred to as Pennsylvania.
Well, we take land very seriously here. I say we have a little more clout than other places in the country. But when it refers to the people and the land, you know, like we have in our Constitution under Article 1, we're guaranteed fresh air and clean water. That's part of that. Now, when I say people and the land, see, people are members of the Commonwealth. The land, that's part of the Commonwealth, just like the people are. That doesn't mean we share the land. Now, I will say here in Pennsylvania, we're actually more fortunate than others when it comes to property rights. You know, we have,
I've got a question. How does the Commonwealth follow through on their guarantee for fresh air and fresh water?
I'll tell you what, we've been doing pretty good. I mean, they're very tight when it comes to, they don't screw around. I mean, if you litter, I mean, they're going to hit you hard. I mean, they are very careful.
Who are they?
About people. I'm talking people who do their jobs. I'm talking, it could be anywhere from a sheriff, could be from a cop, could be a lot of people.
No, status.
You know, because what it comes down to, I mean, I'll give you an example. When I was on Skype, I remember there was a girl, I can't mention her name because it's kind of foul-sounding, but she said she was in Bradford County. Now, I like Bradford County. When I'm on my Commonwealth tour, I'm going to go there. She said, you know, there were some of the Bubba Boys chasing her in a pickup truck. Well, she had a milkshake, and she threw it at them.
Her milkshake brings all the boys to the
brings all to the Commonwealth.
To the Commonwealth, sorry, yes.
Yeah, what happened is she said, what sucked about this is, cop.
So in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, you can expect vigilante justice for littering.
Well, what happened is the cop came. I mean, it might have even been a sheriff. And he said to her, he made her go back and find that milkshake.
Okay.
That's all. She she got a fine.
Okay.
You know, now my answer is they have been very diligent as best as possible, including, you know, as far as building on land
and
was she a member of the Commonwealth?
Huh?
Was she a member of the Commonwealth?
No.
No. Okay.
No, she was visiting. She didn't understand. Okay. I told her, honestly, I would have done the same thing to her if I would have been in this position. They're very careful, and they have been. And I'll tell you what, I've been around PA, you know, and some of the citified areas are getting a little worse, but I know on my mountain the water's real good. In most places it is, you know, and the land's not polluted here.
Would,
you know?
Would a member of the Commonwealth face the similar justice if they were caught littering?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They wouldn't do it.
Well,
they have too much respect for the land here.
Okay.
That's a tenuous claim.
Hey, Ricky, thanks for the call, man. 603-283-6160. Let's go over here to, should be Dana in Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I called to thank you that I'm not saying it just happened tonight. You've been doing this right along, especially on Sunday nights, and sometimes on Saturday too. You have Captain and
what did I
oh
do?
My God, Peakless. You guys, I want to thank all three of you tonight for pushing back on Jerome. You know, Jerome is identical to a Scooter in this respect. Both of them are they just waste time, and but whereas Scooter is irritating, he just irritates people. He just drones on and on and on. He's that guy at the party that, you know, maybe didn't drink or anything, and he just wants to get into these deep discussions, and they're not really intellectual. There's pseudo-intellectualism, and it's beyond the pale. Then Jerome is stupid. Now, I'm calling him stupid. Wait a minute. There's reasoning.
We're listening.
Back in the day, maybe 20 years ago, most people suffered from, they just were ignorant. And I don't mean that in a cutting manner like people use it today, like you're an ignorant fool or something like that. But ignorant means not knowing.
Yeah.
Back in the day, and I would say about 20 years ago, people were ignorant. But because of the internet, and I understand Google suppresses things, or not only suppresses it, puts it way in the back, but sometimes won't even let it on. And so to the social media platforms, because Biden, we all know what happened in Missouri v. Biden. So anyway, that being during COVID. So that being said, I'm not talking about that, but if you can get to sources, even whether it's like the Russ Ulbricht thing, you know, to use the dark web, and I'm not saying for nefarious things, I'm saying just for good sourcing. Anybody that doesn't come loaded on your radio station or any radio station is just stupid. There is no excuse for laziness. That man cut down one of the most brilliant minds and true intellectuals. You know, I'm going to say something personal about Jerome. First of all, he has a terrible voice on the radio. He either has constant phlegm or he eats potatoes when he calls in, because something's always rattling in his throat and it's just gross to listen to him. But when he says things about a man who he couldn't even hold a candle to, Thomas Sowell is such an intellectual, and especially because he came from, like Richie Rich and you, Captain, said that he came from one extreme and realized how dirty the government was. If you listen to this man, he is soft-spoken, and just like Richard Davis Hanson, they're soft-spoken, and they're just so deep. These are true intellectuals. And then Nikki, when she tried to question him on things, and Richie and you did, Captain, he's just all blah, 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 blah. And he just goes on. And he's the kind of guy you just want to smack and go to jail for assault and battery.
Wow.
You know, someone needs to just, and I know we're not supposed to aggress, but I think I would do time just to do that, because he's calling this man a racist. First of all, you can be black and be racist. You cannot like maybe Indians or white people. And when I say Indians, I mean from India. You cannot like Native Americans or Hispanics. So if people use the term racism in the correct, you know, they used it correctly, anybody can be a racist. It just means you're elevating your race higher than someone else or demeaning theirs lower than yours. It's, you know, both. So anyway, that being said, he is not a racist. He said that Rush was buddy-buddy with him. Rush admired him. And whether you agreed with Rush or not, Rush was brilliant in his own right. People just might disagree. I couldn't stand Obama. I hated a man I didn't even know. And I'm telling you personal stuff. And I told him before, I never talk about myself. I don't want to talk about my personal. I want to argue based on facts. But
you're doing a lot of attacking other people right now.
No, I'm not attacking. I'm making a point.
Okay.
And I'm defending what you guys did. So just listen. If you call up and say, look, I don't like him because I don't agree with his policies, or I didn't like when Bush did Part D for prescriptions and had no way of funding it, or went in, instead of going after Osama, he got us into two other wars. I can say that, and I am a conservative, but I can say that. It's a factual statement. That's what pissed most people off. But when somebody calls up and says, he's a racist, he hates black people, and he this and he that, Jerome is stupid. Jerome sits alone just like Scooter, and I'm thinking that they can maybe buy a girl together and get a two for one. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
Dana, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you.
They would need $1 million.
Yeah. My advice to her is to not take it so seriously. Jerome calls in all the time. It's the same thing. You have to expect less from people, and you'll be less disappointed.
I'm not saying she's wrong, but Jerome
he's probably not wrong.
Is entertaining.
Yeah, I think I have a soft spot for Jerome. I think he is much more tolerable and has a better personality than Scooter. Like, Jerome, I can kind of understand him. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, like, you're wrong. But, like, he doesn't seem like a bad guy.
I mean,
Scooter just seems like a bad person,
again,
honestly.
She's not wrong, but under her own prescription, right? She should call in and discuss the points that they made and refute those, right, as opposed to the personal attacks.
Yeah. Just real quick, a couple of Thomas Sowell quotes. I have never understood why it is greed to want to keep the money you have earned, but it is not greed to want to take somebody else's money. And when you want to help people, you tell them the truth. When you want to help yourself, you tell them what they want to hear. 603-283-6160. More of your calls and more Free Talk Live. The final segment of the Sunday Night Edition is coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A senator whose name is mentioned as a potential third-party candidate in the 2024 presidential election says he'll make a decision by the end of the year.
I'm more concerned about the country right now. What you've seen, the theatrics that played out, is ridiculous.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says his history of bipartisan would help bring both sides of the aisle together.
California won't be giving unemployment checks to workers on strike. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill on Saturday that had been inspired by high-profile work stoppages in Hollywood and the hotel industry. Newsom says he vetoed this bill because the fund the state uses will be nearly $20 billion in debt by the end of the year. Temperature records that stood for more than a century in the middle part of the country could fall this week as temperatures could raise 10 to 20 degrees higher. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
In case you hung on longer this time, Captain.
Yeah, you sure did.
Yeah.
Did you really feel it in your diaphragm?
I'm starting to get lightheaded waiting for you to press the button.
Nice. Nice. Well done. It is Free Talk Live. We've got a couple calls on hold. We'll get to those in a moment. If you want to try and get through, it's 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's me, Captain.
It's me, Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Before we go on, I have to say thank you to Jack Glansberg. Jack is a silver level amplifier. What does that mean? What does it mean to be an amplifier? No, he does not create loud music. He might. He went to amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com, because he likes this show. He likes the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the cast of characters we have, the perspective that we bring of liberty, freedom, peace, prosperity. Those are the perspectives we try to get across. He enjoys all that and decided he wanted to contribute to help get this radio program on more radio stations. That's what a majority of the AMPS program goes to. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support, AMPS. So it's a handy little acronym. But he's given us $5 a month. Thank you, Jack Glansberg. We appreciate you. If you want to become an amplifier, visit amps.freetalklive.com. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more. It's a Patreon-type setup, so you can, you know, there's some little benefits that you get. If you want to give more, you get, you know, more benefits, that kind of a thing. But you shouldn't contribute for the benefits. You should contribute because you enjoy the show and want to help spread the message of liberty, and you feel that this is a valuable way to do it. So thank you, Jack Glansberg.
One of these days, we're going to read Jerome's name, and we're going to know we finally made a difference.
Yeah. Jerome.
We want to thank Jerome, South Carolina.
Someone's going to
spoof it?
Sign up. Yeah, okay. Exactly. That's what I was trying to say.
So, everybody
get that $5, man.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody listening should be well aware that tomorrow, that's Monday, October 2nd, is sentencing hearing part 2 in the Ian Freeman Crypto 6 trial, whatever that means. We'll find out tomorrow. But one of the other Crypto 6 folks is in prison, Aria,
mm-hmm.
also a host here on Free Talk Live. And you wanted to say something. Nikki.
Yeah, so Aria's still in jail. It's not fair. She shouldn't be there. We all know that, but she is, and it sucks. And it really cheers her up when people are able to write to her, even if it's anything at all. You know, she says, like, her top things that make her day is obviously, like, in-person visits, and then receiving mail is, like, the next thing that she really, really enjoys and can kind of brighten her day. So if you have any time at all, you can find the information on ariadimezzo.com. That's ariadimezzo.com. All the information to send her mail is on there. Also, donating money can be really helpful so she can get stuff from the commissary. So if you could do that, that would be excellent as well, but you don't even have to donate money. The biggest thing is writing her letters. Anything at all. It doesn't have to be like some serious thing.
Send a postcard with a little
postcard,
note.
Postcard. Yep. Print out a picture of like you and her if you have any pictures together, a picture of her dog. Anything at all. She would be thrilled to hear from literally anybody, whether you know her personally or not. And you can find all of that information to be able to send her mail on her website.
Send her memes.
Yeah, send her memes. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Anything.
So, something that she can't get.
Cheer her up. Yeah. Cheer our friend up.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to more of your calls and thoughts. We have this caller. I'm sorry. What's your name? You're live on the radio.
It's Talk.
Hey, Talk. How you doing?
Hey, good. I hope y'all are doing well as this. Quick question. Are they using Bitcoin in the federal prison?
What was the question?
Bad joke.
I actually don't know the answer to that, though.
I didn't even catch the full question.
Are they using Bitcoin in the federal prisons?
Oh, not in the United States federal prisons, but if you listen to last week's show, there was, the Venezuelan prisons where they were mining that stuff.
That's true.
So.
Wow. Did you know that 60 Minutes had a deal on a guy named Lewis who wrote a book on Bankman-Fried, the FTX scandal.
I'm not aware of it, but go on.
Pretty good. It was a pretty good program. It's a pretty good program. It's interesting.
Summarize it for us, because neither of us are going to watch it, likely.
Oh, some curiosities about the oddities. I suppose the guy's certainly a genius, and he's very quirky, and certainly needed business training. just a total faux pas of everything about it. And it's amazing that they had $8 billion in the other organization, the financial organization, and the FTX had transferred this $8 billion of other people's money to this Alameda, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he wasn't aware of that was actually other people's money.
I run this thing, but I didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd ever classify him as a genius, pseudo genius perhaps, well connected.
Might be smart.
Right.
The only thing
he did is he figured out how Ponzi schemes worked. And then applied it to cryptocurrency and presented himself as an expert on this new thing that has never existed before, right? But was clearly a Ponzi scheme, if you had any understanding on what that was, and then helped the Democrat Party launder that money through aid to Ukraine. So,
yeah, you want to talk to smart people in the crypto space, go look up Andreas Antonopoulos, go look up Vitalik Buterin, just a couple off the top of my head.
But I called, I was really calling about a curiosity that I had. I'm suspicious about the government. I said to the host caller, the guy who received my call, I said that that the government has probably lied to us, and we're the most egregious lie is probably one that I'm not aware of, that people, that Americans are not aware of. But my curiosity was to get your opinion there, Nikki, and then everybody, as to what you might want to think about this. Get back with me later, but I was curious, what's your memory, or what's your thought as to the most egregious lie that the government has told the American people?
Hard.
Most egregious. That government is necessary? Off the top of my head. I don't think they go around actually saying that. Like, I can't tell you that, like, I've ever read anything where, you know, the government has printed a thing. Or
don't worry, Tonto, you can keep your land.
That's like, well,
I was kind of directing my thoughts toward lately of recent the pandemic or the
propagandemic.
Even, you know, getting more broad on that, I mean, there's tons of medications and pesticides and all sorts of crap that are approved by the FDA, the USDA, that are all toxic. They know they're toxic. They're giving people cancer. They're giving people all sorts of diseases. They're feeding it to children. And I would say that that's egregious. Absolutely. You know, I don't know if it's the most, but I mean, that's definitely.
You go back to the Pentagon Papers, and you think about had the generals and the Pentagon people not lied, you know, we wouldn't have ever really been helping France, pervert the history and the advancement of the Vietnam people. The Vietnamese.
Yeah, the second thought that popped into my head would be like Gulf of Tonkin.
Oh,
right.
I was thinking again the Native Americans, right here, Pocahontas. These blankets will keep you warm.
Yeah, and that was early on, right?
Way early on.
That's like the first thing they did, pretty much.
And then, of course, the debate on the dark side of the moon. I really want to know about that one.
Oh, that's the Nazis. It has nothing to do with America.
Haven't you seen
that
movie?
Yeah. Like, aren't those synonymous?
Haven't you seen the movie?
Yeah.
There's a movie where
I forget the name of it. There's a
Me
sequel.
Me too, yeah. I wasn't that enthused with the first one. It was okay.
Iron Sky,
that's what it was. But, like, I wasn't that enthused with the first one that I was going to watch the sequel.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I suppose Sarah is probably waiting. A comment for Sarah. The main argument against communism, Sarah, is this. The best argument is to expose all the things about freedom that we love, that we want, that we desire, that anybody with half a brain, with any common sense wants in their life, in the lives of their children, their friends, their family, everybody. So basically, you know, you don't want to debate the negatives of communism, although there are many. What you want to do is sell freedom.
Fair.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Talk. We appreciate you.
I like doing both.
Call us again another time. Let's go over here to Major Pine in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Been a long time since I've smelled freedom. I want to say this before I get into any roles here. All of our prayers have been with Ian the whole time here, and they're coming up once again. So
I'm sure he appreciates that.
Yeah. As far as Skeeter and Jerome go, have you given any more thought to bringing up the Minuteman Award?
What is that? I've heard of this, but
no,
what is that?
He proposed this. I can't remember what it is. Tell us again, Major.
The caller most worthy of getting dumped in 60 seconds or less.
Yeah.
And tonight's winner is?
I mean, is there really any other winner? Yeah, there's.
He's always the worst.
You what?
I said I think I'd do it like monthly. You don't want to do it like annually because that's too big. But every once a month, the calls are still in people's heads and whatnot.
Yeah.
You should not let those guys live rent free in your head for a month.
Oh no! It's just when I hear them, it's like Nikki said. You know, you got to have that. Off switch, like when you got a whole house full of kids, you don't hear them crying.
Right.
You only hear one of them screaming.
One of my favorite things is listening to other episodes of Free Talk Live and have them complain about me.
Which they do.
That darn Richie Rich on Sundays. I just can't get over it.
Yeah.
You're like, heh, 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 still thinking about me on Wednesday?
I live rent-free in this case.
Oh, I heard Peter bitching about the captain the other night. To him.
Yeah,
it was kind of humorous.
Yeah.
Because,
you know,
he's like, you remember Milhouse from The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ha-ha.
No, that's Nelson.
No, that's Nelson.
Oh.
Milhouse is a nerd.
I don't know. Okay, continue.
The funniest line I ever heard out of him was, well, my mom says I'm cool. You know, and that's Peter. He's still living in his mother's basement, probably bouncing around.
I don't know if his mother loves him.
Ooh.
Somebody's got to give him peanut butter sandwiches. I don't know. But, and as far as Jerome goes, I told him to quit eating the paint chips probably 7 years ago, but I can't do nothing about that.
That's the chips he's eating that gets him all phlegmy?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, so he's really bent out of shape about that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some people can't control their voice, right? Like, if you have a throat injury or something that you just naturally have that raspiness to it,
yeah,
right? That's not a good reason to attack.
And I'll say, I don't think Jerome's voice really upsets me or bothers me.
Okay.
I can really agree with anything she said in regards to that.
Although, now that you mention it, I'm thinking that Squidward's his talking voice like this. He reminds me now more so than Christian Bale's Batman, but Marge Simpson's
sisters? Yeah, the
twin sisters,
Thelma
and whatever, because they smoke a lot, and so they sound Patty. Like this. Patty,
Patty.
That's who he sounds more like.
Okay, and the only reason we make fun of that is because we know he's affecting a vocal cadence. To fake the call.
It's fake because he does it deeper every week. And I said this last week, or the week before, whatever. If we went back, 5 weeks to when he first started calling, his voice would be an entire different octave.
Right.
So, and he loses his deep breath.
Yeah, when he starts
As soon as he gets upset and starts talking really fast.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's...
Speaker...
Right.
Low T, beta.
So we make fun of that because he's trying to be something other than what he is.
Yeah.
And Jerome, that's just his voice. I'm like, we can attack the arguments all day, and we'll attack Skeeter's arguments, but I'll just do it in the Skeeter voice.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put it
I mean, you can be wrong about stuff. Like, it's okay if people call in and they disagree with us. Like, that's fine.
Totally.
A better argument would be a little bit better. You know, that's a critique I have of Jerome. Like, if he had something, something to give us, some material or examples of why we were wrong, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But as far as his character goes and his personality, I mean, I think that's fine,
Yeah. It's
Skeeter's just an all around jerk.
Well, and because he's not entertaining, we can only do so much, right?
Yeah, Jerome's kinda funny.
I like that somebody is calling, and I'm talking about Scooter at this point. And we're all growing and learning as a result. Like, he has, he thinks he knows what libertarianism is and wants to discount it and discredit it with, his research and facts and all that stuff. But, he's wrong.
Yeah.
And, we've been sort of spoon-feeding him how wrong he is, because we're not going to spend a whole 3 hours with that guy on this radio show. That would just be boring. So... Yeah, we have to temper the personality of the callers with the interest of the show, which, first and foremost, is to entertain and then educate and then,
I'm not even sure he knows what capitalism is, but I didn't call
him. No, that's why he changed it to
I called in last week, I think. I was bouncing it off of Ian. We were talking about back in the helicopter parents, remember how they were going to job interviews and whatnot. They've taken it one step beyond reality in South Korea. There are teachers that are committing suicide because they're being harassed by these parents who are getting a note from them saying, your child's misbehaving in school, and, and these people just go bonkers on them because they've, overall, in all the Oriental societies, they value education highly.
Oh, yeah.
And South Korea is a very competitive country. I mean, these people are getting cosmetic surgery up the yin-yang. Their eyebrows.
Oh, I saw that.
Korea,
Was it South Korea or China? That one group was going to the other country to get cosmetic surgery and then was unable to get back into their home country because they no longer matched their passport photos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm just glad they're not doing the foot binding anymore.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they used to do that?
I think that was the Japanese. And maybe
no, I think that was the Chinese. Yeah, the Chinese foot binding. The royals are like, all the rich people would do that, and they'd like break their feet in half. Oh my gosh, it was awful. It's like, ugh.
Didn't they do that with the, what is it, the chicks put them around their waist and
tie Yeah, like the waist binding or whatever, yeah, waist training. I don't know what they call it. Corset?
Is it corset? Yeah, it is corset. Thank you. That's the word I was
Those are kind of hot.
Yeah, they can be, but like
yeah, on the right person,
totally uncomfortable.
Sure.
Throughout the world, I mean, in Africa,
they care about her comfort.
In the Muslim world, they did genital mutilation. I mean, that's
well, in the Christian world, they still do that.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, we do that in America.
Yeah. Yeah, circumcision. So there you go.
But the foot binding was again. It was a sign of wealth.
Yeah, it was aesthetic. It's like, I don't have to, I don't need a walk. I don't need a walk. I'm rich.
Yeah. Same reason why, again, I'm like, don't want to grow food in my yard. I just want the grass because it's a wealth flex.
I always wondered what keeps from running away.
What, Major?
I said, I always wondered if it wasn't to keep them from running away.
Yeah, it might be.
Either way. I mean, it's not like the ones binding the feet were the ones in the kitchen doing any of the work, right? You had unbound servants for that if your feet were bound. You got nowhere to go.
Yeah, wouldn't that, like, I mean, no pun intended, but wouldn't that, like, take you off your feet for a little while? Like, the binding process?
Yeah, exactly. Right? They wouldn't be able to work.
You know?
Well, again, it's not like they took a normal foot and started to bind it. They started it young, so the foot grew.
Right. Yeah, they like literally break it. They like snap it in half, and then they bind, bind it. If you see an X-ray, but if you see a picture of the actual foot,
it is wild.
But like the toes are on the bottom. It's not necessarily having been broken.
It's that they. Okay, so in American culture, right, most people wear shoes, and most shoes are too narrow for people's feet.
Yeah, exactly.
And the American foot grows to fit the American shoe, whereas it should be wide and flat and, you know, to give you more coverage on the ground and better balance.
Yeah.
So we have our own type of foot binding. It's not as extreme as the Chinese version. But if you stick your foot in a shoe from a very young age, your foot naturally curves to that dimensions.
And that's why, like, most toddlers, when you put them in shoes and try to get them to walk, they look kind of like when you put shoes on a dog and they're, like, trying to shake them off.
Unnatural.
And they're walking all awkward. Yeah. It's unnatural.
You ought not do that.
Yeah, you either need to put them with shoes with really thin soles, wide shoes, or just let them be barefoot.
Let them be barefoot. The foot will callus.
Yeah.
Right? If you run barefoot long enough, you will get some hard calluses on your foot. That's natural protection against the elements.
That's basically a shoe, just like the hobbits, you know?
There you go.
Major?
Well, we bind
the sled dogs, they give them a leather shoe because they have to, because they're going to cut their damn feet on the ice on the trail. But what they do is they cut a hole in the tip so his toenail can get out and he can get traction.
Okay.
And then he still feels he's got some control.
Kind of like fingerless gloves.
On horseshoes, you know, same thing. They do it for the horse's protection.
Horseshoes?
Horses?
You put shoes on your horse?
Don't most cowboys?
Horses.
Oh. I bind those.
Horseshoes.
So they can't get away.
Yes. Right. I've run out of stuff, Major.
Okay.
Well,
throw it back to you. Save us.
We never quite finished the Korean parent craziness. I mean, these guys are they're literally threatening the teachers so bad that they're committing suicide.
Who's threatening them? The students?
No, the parents. Like,
you know,
yeah, crazy parents. What do you mean my kid's failing math? My kids can't fail math. You must be a poor teacher. And then you got 30 of these telling you the same thing because you got 5 different classes and a couple, 3 crazy parents in each class.
I mean, if you got 30 parents telling you suck at teaching math, you probably suck at teaching.
Well, no, I've heard this before, but I heard it from somebody who disagrees with, or at least at the time, I don't know if they still do, but at the time disagrees with my perspective that government's unnecessary, and particularly the public schools, you know, need to be abolished. You know, all the agencies do, but like, you know, public schools is where it starts, right? So we'll get rid of that. I think that's the best place to start. So he went ahead and he ran for some local thing. And he ended up getting put in charge of, like, $1 million budget for, like, some school board or something like that. And so he was like, check out what I'm doing. I'm being, you know, and all bragging about himself or whatever. And I'm like, you're going to find out. And then, sure enough, man, within, like, 3 months or something, the next time I seen the guy, He was like, oh, my God, you have no idea how difficult it is having to listen to every single parent mm-hmm. and their very specific desires and specific needs that we just can't do. We can only cover, you know, the kids generally. We can't be that specific.
It's
right?
not designed to be specific.
And I'm like, huh, sounds like you're making my arguments for me, pal. Right? So he ended up inside the system, in charge of a school budget, and was driven
bonkers
by the parents.
The current school system is not to, like, enhance the individual. It's to conform the individual to fit the collective.
Right.
And so if you're a good parent and go, like, why isn't my child getting special treatment? Well, be the good parent and get them out of there.
Right.
Yeah,
special
give
treatment
them,
comes from home.
Yeah, give them special treatment. Yeah. Actually teach your kids.
Or educate. I know Peekless mentioned this in, like, Beer Talk Live or whatever.
Yeah.
Education is better than teaching.
What is the difference?
Education, like the root, educo or whatever, mm-hmm. means to draw from within.
Okay.
So you help you help the student, like, learn by drawing the intellect out of them on
and
their own.
And then teaching is
rather
just
than
projecting
forcing
on
it
them,
onto
yeah.
them and
right.
making them repeat
no, I like
whatever.
That. Yeah. Cool. You learn something new every day?
Major?
Oh, there was an old Greek, and that was Socrates.
Socrates.
That was his way of teaching. He would question the students.
Yeah.
And then once they all got their questions spit out, then they'd banter about the truth of it all. And so he made them think for a living.
Yep.
And keep asking questions, and you either get to a contradiction or the truth.
I mean, 30% of the kids now that graduate can't even read.
Yeah, 1 in 5 was the last that I – of graduates. So this doesn't count the people who dropped out or didn't graduate or whatever. Right. This counts only the people who graduated. And thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate it. 1 in 5 children are functionally illiterate when they graduate high school. Tells you a little bit something about the system. Anyway, we're out of time. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank you to all of our callers. And, of course, most importantly, our listeners. We appreciate you. If you missed any part of the program, find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.